This is actually an article that was written by Marilyn Hood, and it's all about Gen Yers. And I want to suggest to you that this isn't just about Marilyn Hood's article. I mean, that's just one. There are many articles out there. I know in Network Marketing Times, John David Mann wrote an article about the Gen Yers. There's just a lot of Gen Y information, and I would ask you to go out and pursue this after the call today. Not just, you'll get a lot of information for the call, but there's more out there to be had and really to understand, to dig into it. In fact, after I got done with my outline, I said to myself, I said, okay, next step. Next step is actually building languaging, and maybe that's what we do next Monday. I don't know. We'll find out how many people are interested, but I think that building languaging and maybe even getting some Gen Yers on the phone and doing some of that might help everybody, but we'll get the feedback and see if that makes sense for everybody. So let's just talk about these Gen Yers. There's a seismic shift among generational segments that's already taken place that we all are most familiar with, the baby boomers, because most of us on this call probably fit in that category. I know there's some youngsters. I'm not trying to make you like us oldsters, but, you know, I'm 58, and I'm definitely right in the midst of that baby boomer. The baby boomer generation was 1946 to 1964, and I was born in 54. So you can tell I'm 8 years into it, 8 years from the start of it and 10 years from the end of it. So it's kind of, I'm right smack in the middle of that big baby boom group that represented, you know, 80 million, 90 million consumers in this country. They controlled every consumption. Marketers followed us from the day we were born until we hit retirement. And I'm not sure they're still not following us. So, you know, some of the hottest areas of the last 10 years has been the healthcare industry. And a lot of the reason for that is you see more senior healthcare things out there than you could shake a stick at. There's everything, retirement homes, all the retirement, special retirement places. There's just a tremendous amount of emphasis in that regard, put in that regard for people. There's a ton about in the investment community around seniors. There's a ton. All these things have been developed for basically that baby boomer market. But the problem with the baby boomer market is now that we're retiring, right? We're getting comfortable. We're retiring. We started retiring a couple of years ago, I believe, 46. If you had 60, 2006, 2011 would have been a 65-year-old, right? 2011 would have been our first year that we started retiring, assuming people work till they're 65 because a lot of the baby boomers quit working in their 40s and 50s. But the average baby boomer, which is the majority of them, will be working until 2011, start retiring. That's the first group. But now we have this huge bubble of people that are going to be retiring. And as we retire, what happens is what? As we get older, we get less in numbers because we tend to die off. We don't tend to stick around. And that doesn't mean we die any younger than any other generation. It just means that we're in that age group where the health challenges and everything else become more critical. Does that mean that we as Manitecker shouldn't be out there marketing to the baby boomers? Oh my gosh, perfect. Baby boomers are a perfect market for us because they're anxious and trying to have some semblance of health and energy as they enter into their retirement years. Nothing worse in life than somebody said to me the other day, you know, you work so hard for 40 years, 35, 40 years, and then you retire and you die 3 years later. That's what's that all about? Or you retire and you got so many, you know, health afflictions that you can't even enjoy yourself. That's a sad thing. So we have the answer to that. So clearly the baby boomers are still a gigantic part of our business, and we want to make sure that we go after them in numbers as well. But this new group is called the millennials. Now, how do they fit in? The millennials fit in. Well, you know, we talked about the baby boomers. The millennials didn't come after the baby boomers. What came out between the millennials and the baby boomers were the Gen X group, and those Gen Xers are, you know, they're probably at this time in their 30s, right? 30s and 40s and stuff like that. That's your Gen X generation, and we knew what they wanted. They were after, they wanted quick money, they wanted quick, they, you know, they grew up in with families that typically were more prosperous, and they went through, you know, a lot of things in their lives. They started off, they participated in the Iraq War to some extent, very little towards the latter part of their years. In that or 20s or 19, in their teens and 20s, but they had all this wealth of the Clinton era and all that kind of stuff was part of their upbringing, and their families were typically well off, and they watched their parents work really hard, and they don't want to do that. So Gen Xers were a whole different class of people. They really wanted to make funny money quickly, and they didn't want to work as hard as their parents. The millennials have somewhat taken that to a whole nother level, okay? The millennials came out in 1980 to 1994. Some people stretch those dates to 2000. And they really are set to redefine consumerism. And three of the characteristics that we see on here is they want quality, and that's great for us. Why? You know, this is what you want to emphasize. Now, every single time you see something on here about this generation, you want to emphasize how it applies to Manitech. So want quality. Remember we talk about the red ocean, blue ocean? These are the classic group of people that you can discuss red ocean, blue ocean. So if you don't know that concept in marketing yet, the red ocean versus blue ocean based on the book, you want to get to know that, familiarity with that. Maybe that's one of the books that we should review to make sure everybody on here is clear on red ocean, blue ocean. So they want quality. They want distinction, uniqueness, and quality, right? Very important. They want it on their terms. That's a real tough thing sometimes when you're dealing with Gen Yers. They want it on their terms. So if they don't want to work too many hours, they're going to quit. They found in the Silicon Valley when they hired all these Gen Yers, they would lose about 50% of them within the first couple of years. And one of the reasons is they didn't want to, you know, after 2 o'clock, they'd rather, you know, finish out their workday at Starbucks or something. Well, can you imagine being an employer trying to figure out how to allow your employees to finish their day off at Starbucks cafe? So some of the Silicon Valley companies started doing that, and they also they wanted some flexibility around vacations. One company out there put an unlimited vacation pay policy. In other words, you could take as much vacation as you wanted, and they said virtually no abuse occurred in their new policy. But just the idea that they had that kind of flexibility is what attracted a bunch of the Gen Yers. Not that they were going to jump in and take advantage of it, but they just wanted to feel that they were more in control, right? They want it on their terms. So that just helped them there more. The other aspect of Gen Yers is they don't like to wait, so they have a level of impatience with them. So that's critical for us to know in network marketing as well, right? Because we need to look at it and say, you know, how do you make money fast? And we're going to talk about that too, but making money fast is what's important to them. They don't want to wait around and see their $100 check for 6 months. They want to make money fast. So we got to show them, you know, the member program, how quickly that can generate, and then find four associates to do the same thing and look at how fast you can, you know, in 3 months you can be here, 6 months. They're going to want to earn the executive bonus in 6 months, not 12 months, and they're going to want to earn the presidential bonus in 12 months, not 18. They're the type that are on a faster pace than we are. The other aspect of these Gen Yers, which I was discussing this morning with somebody, was the fact that, you know, the one thing about Gen Yers is a lot of them have what we call a lot of debt. And I guess we'll talk about that as we go down where they are today. But a lot of them have a lot of student loan debt, and with the economy the way it is. So I have found that talking to some of these people from a perspective of, you know, how would you like to not have to pay off your student debt? And they'll look at you like, what do you mean? And I go, well, you know, if you start a Manitech business, you can get Manitech to pay off your student debt. And they'll say, how does that happen? And you show them the business plan and say, so now you have this other source of income that's coming in that's paying off 100% of your student debt. You never have to look at it or worry about it. And they love that idea because they look at the student debt as this burden, this, you know, that they're carrying, and they don't mind it because they love their education, but they go, you know, it's just a nuisance to them. It's more of, so if they can somehow get rid of it by, and you can show them a vehicle, that's an awesome thing as well. Because student debt is a huge issue today in a lot of our Gen Yers. But they don't like to wait. They like to make money quickly. So don't sit there and talk about, okay, so let's approach 5 people a week and see if we can't get a few signed up every month. And that's not going to be their style. Many of you came in that way. Many of you have developed your business that way. This kind of group of people is going to want to know how to do it now, and they're going to want to do it 24/7 and get it done so that they can be in and out and they can see the money fast. I mean, 3 to 6 months, they're going to want to be a presidential. These guys are fast movers. So what are they comprised today? If we look at the, I gave you attachment. Lydia attached. She did some research on the Internet and found a lot of great stuff about Gen Yers. She attached a sheet there that just kind of goes through some of their other characteristics. They're playful. They have expectations of fun. In fact, I saw a statistic in one of the materials I was reading that 50% of all the Gen Yers are gamers. Now, I don't know about you guys. I never game. Angry Birds. Lydia's yelling in the background. You know, it drives me nuts when she pulls out her iPhone and she starts playing Angry Birds, something. I just go, what are you doing? I don't even get it. I mean, I don't do that at all. But you know what? You want to go after this generation, 50% of them are gamers. They're digitally native. In other words, technology to them is like breathing. So they know everything and anything. Very much, I would put Lydia in this classification. She knows everything and anything about digital networking technology. That's why every time Apple comes out with a new thing, guess who has it?
I don't have the iPad Mini.
Oh, Lydia just announced she doesn't have the iPad Mini yet, but that's how she usually is. It's always, in fact, she said to me the other day, she says, Mary Jo, I'm going to get rid of my Mac Air. She has one of those skinny little bitty ones that I bought last year, and I took hers to let her play with the top scale one because I could care less. So and now she wants to get that. I said, what do you mean you haven't even had the Air for more than a year? Oh yeah, just over a year I think she's had the Air, and now she's ready for the next generation. So pretty crazy. But these guys are really, I mean, they're so into technology. They live, breathe, drive with technology. They're the ones walking around, just as you see in the picture, computer in their hand, ear headphones. They're just, earphones. They got everything going. Green. They care about their world. That's also on your attachment. I'm just going to run through these. And why is that important for Manatech? Why it's important for Manatech is we're very conscientious about that internally as well. Not quite as where I want us to be, but we're working in that direction. So it's important that they know that Manatech has a high green consciousness. And it also is very applicable to the kind of products we produce. We produce only 100% natural products. That's very important to these guys. That's going to be one of your killing statements, that 95% of all vitamin minerals are synthetic. Manatech makes theirs 100% from plants, real live plants. So it's natural. They're going to love that. That's a very important aspect for them. And of course, because they're impatient, they're going to want to make it simple. So simple would be, you know, sprinkling in my food, throwing in my shake, something that takes no time to do. Make it easy, simple, and that's what Nutriveris is, so another big sell. Expressive. In everything they do, they're very expressive. So they're very communicative, so you're going to expect these people to talk to you when you talk to them. They're not going to sit back and just in a quandary looking at you. They're not going to look at you and honor you just because you're older. They're going to want to be a part of that conversation. Personalized, they like customized experiences constantly. So everything they like to have is personalized, so they're going to love the idea of like personalizing web pages, personalizing business cards, that's their whole thing. The personal identity is really critical for them. So know that and acknowledge that. So when you're speaking in language to them, you're using language around personalizing things. You can show them your business cards. You can show them your web pages, right? All the web pages you have with your name on it. And then you can, identification they want to use on their respective web pages. Multitasking, it's second nature to them. And as we know in network marketing, multitasking is almost always critical. So we love these people because they can do multiple things at one time, and they keep active at all levels. They have incredible attention ability. Some people call it ADD. I call it just an incredible ability to retain a lot of information on a lot of topics and pull from them at any given time to go in directions. So they love multitasking. Networked. Highlight this one, because these guys are always plugged in. So when you talk about the average person, you know, for us in our environment, you know, we have this rule of, what's the rule of, is it 500 or 600? I think it's 600. One that our kind of contact guy said, what was his name, Lydia, the guy that we had at Manatech? I'm trying to remember his name. But he talked about everybody has a sphere of influence of about 600 people, and you're trying to tap into that, right? You have 600 people. And for this generation, I'm going to tell you it's 6,000. I mean, these guys are like, they're so plugged in, and because they're so technology savvy and they spend a lot of time on Twitter, Facebook, all these things, they love social media so much that they have tons of people in their network. I mean, just literally tons, which is awesome. This is a real critical point. But one of the other sides of it is that how many friends do they have that they really are in deep friendship with? That's a little harder. But it's still, they have a tremendous number of contacts. They're self-centered. That's a tough thing. That everything is about them. They're very self-focused. They're very self-driven. And so you got to make a play on that. So when you talk to them about Manatech, you talk about what they can achieve, what they can do, what they are. But they also have a social consciousness, too, so they want this world to be different. They're very, you know, they're very demanding about it being different. They don't want to go backwards. They want to go forwards. I think that that's probably, from a political perspective, why they voted so much greater in favor of an Obama versus a Mitt Romney, because they believe in forward. They believe in moving this forward, pushing that button, and probably that mantra helped them move forward. I mean, that's their movement. They want to move forward. They want to see everything progressing. They don't want to see anything going backwards. They want to just see a constant progression because they fall in love with the high technology, high changes. They love all of that. So they're also impatient, and we talked about that earlier. And the impatience is the one that's going to trigger in you the absolute desperate need to show them a fast-paced program on how they can achieve success. And if I think that's why I brought up student loans is one issue. If you could show them how they could get their student's loan paid off in 6 months, they'd probably be ecstatic. Now, you're not really technically paying it off, but you're showing them an income stream that pays it off for them so they never have to put another dime into it, right? So you can, you know, you can say that sounds misleading, Mary Jo. And I said, no, it's not, because if I could get you an income source that pays off your student loan, then it's paid off. You don't even think about it. You have the money being created every single month that pays your debt. And that's depending on what kind of, you know, debt load they have. You want to find that out. And you go, okay, let's. Our first goal is to get that done. Boom. When do we want to have that done by? You know, so because they know it's negative cash flow out of their pockets right now, and they're all laden with it. So, but impatient, ants in their pants is right. Okay, so you get some ideas of this generation, and then you have to, when you have these ideas, again, just like I just did with you, you cross over and say, how does it apply to how we communicate with them? Well, you got to communicate their kind of language and what fits into their major characteristics. The important thing to understand is that there's 70 million of them. They're three times the size of the Gen Xers. Three times the size. That's why the Gen Yers are just huge. There's a whole marketing play. Just like for those of us that are baby boomers, once again, you know, the whole world traced us for years. I mean, all the marketing was aimed at the baby boomers. Guess what? We're getting left behind. In fact, by 2017, they're expected to outconsume the baby boomers. That's pretty remarkable considering there's so much wealth amongst the baby boomers, right? And these guys are still just in their, what age group are they, 18 to 32? But with their impatience, they're out there making money fast. They believe in making, turning things fast, creating their own companies, all these kind of things. So, and by 2020, they're predicted that the Gen Yers by 2020 are going to be 40% of the U.S. workforce. And they are already deemed by all marketing experts the largest thing that's affected North American markets since the baby boomers of the 50s and 60s, right? Another thing, the Gen Y guy, his name is Jason Dorsey. He's got that trademark, Gen Y guy. Anyway, but he does a lot of, you know, he publishes a lot of information and research and all about the Gen Yers. I mean, he's really pretty much gotten his name out there. But his name is Jason Dorsey, and he says he's a speaker and consultant, and he calls this generation, we are the opportunity. Isn't that amazing? So Manatech's not the opportunity. They're the opportunity. Are you starting to get the languaging about how to approach these people, right? They are the opportunity. They are the opportunity, right, and creating. So anyway, the other thing, let me just run through some more little tidbits. There's another great piece I found. That some of this will be, it's written by Adam Kleinberg of Cornell University. He wrote a huge piece. He did a presentation around the Gen Yers, and he said, and I'll just read a few bits out of his information as well. Remember that Gen Yers are playful, so be fun. They're grown up digitally, so don't talk down to them. They're green, so don't be evil. Notice how they contrast green and evil. You're either green or evil. Woo. They personalize, let them be themselves, and they'll do the talking for you. They multitask, so distribute your contact to them on their terms. They're networked, so help them share. They're self-centered, make it about them. They're impatient, keep your experience short. They're impatient, keep your experience short. In other words, if you go try to do a major presentation to them, what's going to happen to you? Not going to work. You can't send them a 30-minute video. They don't want to hear it. They want something. That's why they're going to love the little navigate blips. Those short little two-minute blips, they love that kind of fast stuff. When you present them the opportunity, they want it to be quick. They want it to be concise and clear. They don't want to hear about a lot of stuff because they're not patient, right? And one guy who said, Dan Tapscott, he said, if you understand the millennial generation, you will understand the future. They're also known, the Gen Yers are known as the echo boom or the net generation. And like I said, how many they represent in terms of volume of people, they're huge. They're over 70 million right now, three times the size of Gen Xers. and they will outnumber the baby boomers by 2020 is a projection, I believe. So we need to know about all their activities, about what they're like, how they're playful, all the things, and then how do I respond to them because of what I know about them. That's the most important thing. You know, so you want to, your most directions are be fun, don't talk down to them, don't be evil. In other words, you know, high integrity, love to be, you know, real food technology, green as possible, let them be themselves and they'll do the talking for you. So these are the kind of guys that will sell themselves on it. Distribute your contact to them on their terms. Help them share, make it about them, keep your experience short. Those are your musts around baby boomers, around Gen Yers. Where are they now? With the economy so suppressed, they're a classic market for entrepreneurship and home-based businesses. As it recovers, this group of people are going to be the wealth accumulators in our society. So now's the time. Their buying power will explode. They are, because they're going to be the wealth accumulators, they're creative, educated, tech-savvy young people coming into their own. So important for us to acknowledge all of that. And be clear when we work with them about what they can create and what they're about, because they want to hear about what they want to hear about, not what we might want to hear about. Let's see. Next, starting their own companies. In 2009, over one half of the Fortune 500 companies were started during a recession. So when we talk about starting a new company, this is just good statistics for you to talk to them about, you know, starting their own companies. These are the guys that are going to start a lot of companies. And we can see that during the recession time are the most important time. And we've talked about this numerous times in other Monday calls about recessionary times being the greatest boom for network marketing, because it's all about finding alternative sources of income in a time when the job market isn't very fluid, right? And we're still there. We still have almost 8% unemployment rate, so things aren't getting better that quickly. They're slowly getting better, but not as quickly as we want. But a lot of that has a lot to do with what's going on in Europe as well. There's real turmoil there, and now Germany's economy is kind of on shaky ground, and that's really nerve-wracking for many of us who are in the market, because that's the one thing that's holding up the European economy. So we have all of that, but the idea is that the greatest growth that occurs in building companies or starting new companies, including a Manitech company, you're a sole proprietorship, you're an entity, a business entity, that the greatest growth we see in starting your own company occurs during recession times. Jobs started by startups tend to be less volatile and less sensitive to economic downturns in the economy. Isn't that fun? It's another great statistic. Now, we're not necessarily creating jobs, but I think it's true. It's definitely true about networkers in our business, MLM, that our job experience is really not hit by recessionary times. In fact, we tend to do better with economic downturns than we do. So we have less volatility on a downward side. We have more volatility on the upward side during recessionary times, which is great. Entrepreneurs tend to come from more ranks of the young because they have all the vim and vigor, which is what we're talking about with the Gen Ys, right? They have all the vim and vigor. They're great dreamers. Remember when we were 18, 20 years old, we all had dreamt. I'm always helping people dream again, because I don't think you should ever lose your dreams. The dreams are, it doesn't matter what age you are, what situation you're in. I'm actually working with disabled people now and helping them dream again, and it's a blast. One of them is actually going back to school in January, and what a blessing that is to watch people take on their dreams that they've always had and just saying, I can do this, and overcome whatever adversities in their life. No one was there to support them, so they don't do it. But these Gen Yers, I mean, they have no limitations. They feel like they can create anything. Little to lose with the rest of their lives ahead of them, so that's another reason why they're willing to start a new business, because what if their business fails? It doesn't matter. I'm 22. What happens? It's not the end of the world. I still have 60 more years, right? The economic prosperity in which they were raised allowed technology and education to thrive. So they have been afforded the opportunity to thrive, unlike most past generations that maybe were more accosted with struggles. This generation had more ability to thrive because they were brought up in a totally different environment than you and I were back in the 50s and 60s or 40s and 50s, whatever age group you fall into. The Gen Yers have started business at a much higher rate than any of the previous generations. Now, that's really important to recognize because that's their ilk. They start new businesses at a much higher rate than any of the other of the prior generations. So we are perfect in this generation. Follow me? Because they're all open to starting a new business. They all are. The appeal of direct selling to Gen Yers, we're tailor-made. We have, especially at Manitech, we have proven products, but if we have proven products, training programs, built-in support systems, all of that is what they're looking for. How can I drop into something and have everything work for me? Remember their lack of patience? So they don't want to have to create the whole enchilada, and that's what you want to talk to them about. It's really, with a direct selling company, they have it all created for them. So they're just stepping into a company, creating their own sole proprietorship. They're often running their own boss, and they can do it all digitally, social media, massive for them. It's an incredible opportunity. This is how you want to express yourself with them so that they have all the support systems that are available to make them effective. They are more socially connected than any previous generation. We already talked about that. That's why it makes them a perfect fit for their business. Why? Because they live on social media. And they're already professional networkers because they live on social media. So we don't have to teach them how to network, how to get to know people, how to break the barriers, break the ice. Many of us were not built that way. These guys are so socially motivated. It's incredible. It's their life. Low-cost entry is critical for this Gen Yer organization or group of people as well, because the problem is that they've been through some tough economic times and the job market hasn't been there for them, so that not a lot of them are carrying a lot of excess cash. So they're going to look for something that doesn't require a lot of cash up front since they don't have a lot of money. They're long on drive, as his article said, they're long on drive and short on capital. And that's what does it take to be successful in the direct selling industry? Long on drive, motivation, driven, incentivized, all the energy in the world, and limited amount of capital. And you can make it in network marketing. Here's a quote I took out of the article because Jason Dorsey said this, and I thought it was so applicable that we really need to understand it. Our lifetime value in direct selling exceeds all other generations. He's talking about the Gen Yers. Our lifetime value in direct selling exceeds all other generations, not just because we're spending more and we are going through these life changes, but if we're in our mid-20s, we might work in direct selling for 30, 40, or more years. So this is really the right time to reach us, and that's what's so powerful. When you keep going after people who are 60, 70, 80 years old, you might have them buy from you for 2 years, 5 years, 3 years. With the Gen Yers, you have an opportunity to have a leg that grows and continues growing for 40 years. Huge difference. We always talk about our asset of network marketing. My business, network marketing, is something that is transferable upon my death. Well, if everybody dies in my group, it's not going to be much value in transfer, right? So the idea here is that you want to build your business that it leverages off itself. It grows by itself. For us to do that, we need to get a younger generation involved in our network marketing business. We can't continue to go after people who are 50, 60, 70 years old, our ages. We need to go after people that are 20, that are 30. We need to find young people to take this on. And that was such an appropriate quote. I think you should cut that out or paste it somewhere around so you really get it why it's so important that Gen Yers become part of our organizations. How do you approach them? Of course, we've been talking about a lot of ideas as well. We talked about be fun, don't talk them down, don't be evil, let them be themselves, and they'll do the talking for you. Distribute your contact to them on their terms because they love to multitask. Help them share because they're so totally networked. Make it about them. Focus on them because why? They're very self-centered. And keep your experiences very short because they're very impatient. So we already talked about it's important for us to understand that generations really make a difference, that these generations, it's not just about going out there and having one method of marketing to people, because that everybody coming from a different generation communicates differently, they buy differently, they're motivated differently, and they're at a different stage of their life. So it's you isolate those differences, and you go, that means I need to communicate differently. So where they live, like for Gen Ys, we talked about it, that they live online. So they're very network savvy. They're very social media savvy. They're very Twitter savvy. They love all of that stuff. So if you can't speak that language, I was laughing at myself the other day. I said to Lydia, I said, Lydia, you better get me up and running on all this, because there's no way I can attract a Gen Yer if I'm so, you know, it's not good enough for us to say, oh my gosh, I don't do any of that. I mean, remember 10 years ago when people would say, oh, I don't even have a, or 15 years ago, I don't know, it could be longer than that, that people didn't even have computers. There's a, like, get on a computer, or I don't do email, or I don't do, and it was just amazing. You could hardly believe it. Well, today, if you go to these people in the Gen Y group, the Gen Y generation, and you tell them you don't Twitter, you don't do Facebook, you don't do this, you know, that's inexcusable. They don't even know how to relate to you. They don't even know how to begin. You'll shut them down, and they'll walk away faster than you can say jackrabbit, because that's their life. So it's time for us, as I said to Lydia, it's time for me to step up and do Facebook. And that doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of hours on Facebook. You just got to be present. I have a Facebook page, but I don't ever go there. I don't even know what it looks like. In fact, I every time I try to go there, I say, Lydia, how do I get there? That's how silly I am with it. Because I did a lot of stuff that talked about, you know, network marketing, and people have tried to use social media for network marketing, and they weren't very effective at it. Well, that's a thing of the past. Today, more and more people are getting involved in it, and they're using it, and it's the number one way of communication. So it truly is a way. They may not do network marketing the way you and I are thinking about doing it, like blasting all this stuff out there about what we're doing, but they're doing it differently. But it is their way that they've gotten community. They've developed tons of network contacts. And so we need to be a participant in that and really totally understand it. So important for us to become, you know, very aware of all of that regarding our generations. Geographic regions also must be understood because they're so different. And that's one of my issues, you know, even listening to the South Africans, you want to listen to them and understand that yours might be different. Canada might be different than the United States. The United States is different than Mexico. Because we're in different geographic regions, we have different things happening in those regions. So those, remember, everything that influences us is not just generations, but it's like what events and what's transpiring around us that influences our lives as well. We must be aware of the multicultural nature of the generation. This is gigantic. In fact, after reading this too, I said, I'm learning Portuguese because I spend so much time in Brazil, so I've been spending time learning Portuguese. And now I'm going back and saying, you know what, maybe I better go back and just really get grounded with my Spanish again. And so I'm thinking about doing that after just this one article, reading this one article. Because we have to understand that, you know, the U.S. is now the third largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. The U.S. is now the third largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. So could it be important that we understand Spanish? Yeah. Now, some of you on this call are going, well, Mary Jo, if people are going to move to our country, they should learn our language. And I'm going, you know, that attitude will get you nowhere. I mean, if we're here on earth, and for me, it's like, you know, God put me on earth to be share the gospel. Now, if one-third of my population around me speaks Spanish, Do I really want to say, well, I didn't share because I didn't speak their language? I mean, it's really has, for me, it's like I meet people where they are at when it comes to my, you know, interacting with them about the gospel, and I sure need to do that with the Gen Y generation as well. And we see more and more of this population growing, and we know the Latino population is growing at magnanimous rates in this country. So we need to start looking at how do we communicate with them in an effective way, more effective way. So understand that they're even more diverse, and the Asian population continues to grow as well. The whites are becoming a minority. And I know a lot of people looked at the, you know, again, not getting into politics, but they looked at the last election. Is that's one of the main reasons why the Republicans lost, is because they're the party, I think they called, they said, the party of the, you know, old white old men or something like that. I think that was the language that was used. So, but the idea is you've got to get into diversity. You have to understand that diversity exists, and we need to be a part of that. Does that mean you should go out and all take Spanish classes tomorrow? No. I'm just saying be sensitive to that issue, acknowledging that there's a big part of the population that is growing, and the Hispanic population, Latino population is growing fastest. Social media allows not only companies to zoom in on particular generations, but even on specific audiences. So it's very easy. Social media, it can be crystal clear and so precise in their approaches. And so when we're using social media, we need to be part of that crystal clarity and target audiences in the most effective ways, because that's what's going to create the best, highest and best results for you in your business. What defines a generation and why it matters? Well, again, we talked about this already, but we talked about unique events and experiences along with the economic and political climate in which they occur really help shape the mindset of each generation. So that's what we need to do. If we're going to relate, we must recognize these differences. And we look at these people, how they grew up. You know, they were basically, you know, the Iraq War was when they were real tiny kids. You know, even though we've just been out of Iraq for a couple of years, but the idea is that some of these people really got, they were anti-war type people. They did fight against that. They saw a very, you know, their parents had a lot of wealth. They had a lot because they, you know, were buying homes and all that stuff through the 1990s, and now these kids are coming along and they're looking at all these influences that they had, all the influences of the changes, the technology that's changed so fast, the Apple computer and Apple technologies. I mean, that's really how what they identify really well with that. In fact, these are the guys that are like Lydia. They buy everything that new that comes out. So you have to look at all those events in their lives as they were growing up over the last 20 years. Just think of them in terms of 20-year-olds now. So they were born in the 1990s and one of the wealthiest times of the history of this country. I mean, a period of time where we had the fastest economic growth and no deficit. I mean, can you imagine no deficit? We can't even think about terms. It's so hard to believe it was only 15 years ago we had no deficit. But a balanced budget, you know, I mean, it's incredible. But anyway, but we have to think about in terms of what these Gen Yers have been through. And then engaging Gen Y, again, we talked about how to engage them. We know how to communicate with them one-on-one. Manatech also needs to do a better job of engaging the Gen Yers because there's such a huge populace out there. I'll read a little first part about what Dorsey says. He says that if direct selling companies wish to grow quickly, they need to engage Gen Y. With technology being their native language, social media is a second nature to this generation and provides a great way to keep not only them but the entire company engaged as well. So, and here's a few ways that successful companies are going to be using social media in terms of engaging Gen Yers. And this I'll pass on to you to put a little pressure on Manatech, perhaps, and some of your upline to get some work to be done, but create a worldwide community. They talked about, you know, that because the Gen Yers are so internet savvy and social media savvy, they're great ways to, you know, interconnect people from all around the world and have international events. And one of the things, I know Manatech's going to do an international XFM party. And of course, Al widely publicizes everything on his Facebook. He puts all that information out there. And if you're a member of or tied into him, you can see all the stuff that he's posting all the time. But he does a tremendous amount of social media as well. But the important thing is for the company to get out there and really start doing more and more postings on social media. And we've done that with dumping a lot of our stuff. YouTube has got overwhelmed with all of our things. Almost everything we produce today ends up on any kind of videos, ends up on YouTube. I think Al's going to be posting my XFM that I did on that 100 XFMs in one night. I think he talked about posting that video on YouTube. So that's going to get out there, too. They're also talking about doing it in a DVD format for everybody, so that might happen. But we need more things that are posted on social media and getting out there so that people can pop them in, post them different places, and interact and spread the word quicker. Things go viral so quick on social media, and you can really help your company go viral by doing that. Social media also in networking, social media is a must. Facebook and service is an incredible marketing outlook for a number of companies. A lot of us haven't been very effective with Facebook, and I've heard feedback both ways, but majority have not. And in the past, that's been true, but I think that those times are changing, especially now with the economy being where it is. People are more open and receptive to hear things like that on Facebook. I think when the economy is going great, they don't want to hear about that. But as the need presents itself to people, the need to find some financial stability, of course, they're going to be more and more receptive to getting it on social media as well. So networking is going to be done in a much bigger way in social media. And then creating loyalty. In other words, social media allows companies to engage all levels within the company and to create loyalty. It's like you can have fun and exciting online engagements for your customers as well as your associate base. And many companies are doing this. They specifically talked about this Sensi company that used it to They had votes on which retired Cincy Fragrance should be brought back for one more month, and so they're using social media as a mechanism of surveys, of collecting data, and Gen Yers want to be a part in decision making. So it's critical for them to be felt like they're involved and they're heard. And social media will allow that to happen in a huge way. So it's something that we all need to look at, and especially Manatech, in terms of engaging this whole new generation, Gen Yers, not new, but emerging and exploding. And that's it. That's really all I had to talk about today, but I hopefully have highlighted some things to you guys to help you get out there and start doing more in the realm of trying to approach the Gen Yers. It's amazing. I didn't realize the statistics. Some of those that I gave you today, I hadn't been exposed to before because I really hadn't researched it, but it's amazing what a huge percentage they represent of our population and the projections of where they're going to be in the next 5 to 10 years. So we can choose to either play big with them or we can choose to ignore them, but the choice is going to cause ramifications throughout your business. And for me, I think that this is an area, as I did this more and more research on it, I said, Lydia, we got to do some work here because I really would like to build a business. I can view my business as saying, if I just found 3 or 4 Gen Yers and 3 different legs and watch them take off, I might have put myself in a position where I have tremendous financial security because they're so young and so dynamic that they're going to keep running with this thing. And you know, I don't have to, you know, be doing Manatech 24/7 for the next 15 years, right? Trying to just replace people that stop boarding with somebody who does, who's 55 years old or older. I would like to try, and not that I don't appreciate all my tremendous consumers who are doing great, and some of them are actively trying to do the business as well. But the idea is to get this youthful movement as part of my business. How awesome is that? So I'm after it. I'm all in. And I think that maybe, how many of you guys are interested in Gen Y targeting? Or is this something that you don't have interest in? Because I'm thinking about doing some more, potentially some more Monday calls on this just to help people. And so give me some feedback. We got about 5 minutes left. If you're on the call, just get, unmute yourself and let's talk about this because I think this is gigantic, and I know some people have already probably done work in this area, but I surely, other than my contacts with my kids, my niece and nephew and whatever, I haven't gone above and beyond to target this market. Anyone?
Mojo?
Yeah. Hi, Anita.
I'm really out of the loop. These are my grandkids.
Those are your grandkids? I know. Listen, I know. But see, what's funny for you, they're your grandkids. But for me, my grandchildren aren't, I mean, they're totally different. They're the next generation. They don't qualify, because my grandkids were all born after 2000. Isn't that fun? So I don't have any Gen Yers. I've got children and stepdaughters and niece and nephew who are Gen Xers, and then I got this huge gap because generationally, I none of them were born in those years. So now I have this huge gap, and then I have my Gen Zs, I guess they'll be called, or X or something. No, Gen X, Y, Z. Yeah, Gen Zs will come up. So I don't know. What do you think about them, though? You're around them, Anita, once in a while. Do you see some of these characteristics?
Over the weekend, and he was between things he was doing, and I said, I think I have something that you would like to look at. Well, what is it? And I said, you know, we're at a party. I'll give you a call if you give me your card, and we'll set up a time. Now, I need a sheet of paper. I need a Gen Yer quick sheet of paper because you know, my generation is give me the whole story.
All right. I got it. You got it, Anita. Absolutely. These guys don't want the whole story. They want it in a nutshell. They are impatient. They want it quick. You can't get into all that stuff. You got to just be real crisp and hit the points. So that would benefit you.
That from him, just that little conversation. And I thought, you know, I need to, number one, I think from what you've said today, I hope others agree with me, that you can give us almost a script that we can have as our outline in our mind to go at. And then, quite frankly, I've got to hire somebody and really get on this computer and Facebook, I guess, and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm really out of the loop, but I need it.
Yeah, there you go, sweetie. Yeah, and you can really benefit by all this too, because by doing all that, your grandchildren are going to just fall in love with Grammy, because they're going to, I mean, not that they don't love you already, but you're going to be relating to them in the places where they do all their social networking, right? And now they grandma's included. Yeah.
And I don't know the how to get there quickly. And
yeah.
That's what I need from you, because
okay.
Languages is one of your great strengths.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking, what I'm really doing is nicely asking for that quickie sheet of paper.
Yeah, a quick sheet of paper. Like, you need it quickly because you're going to get back to them, right? Yeah. All right, quick sheet of paper. Okay, I'll try to put some together from today's outline as well as all the research I did, because I think that it's interesting that it is, and maybe get some feedback from some other people before I get it to you, because I sure don't want to take this on just by myself. I like to get a lot of feedback. Good. Thanks, Anita. Great.
All right.
And they're out there, aren't they? They're looking. These people are looking, because a lot of them don't have jobs. They're unemployed at this point in time. They're doing some consulting work or contract work, but they're really looking. Yeah.
Well, he was unhappy in his job, and he wasn't
there you go.
Totally and doesn't quite know what to do.
Right. Got it. And they don't. And this Gen Y group doesn't work just because they need money. They really will quit and just move on, and they could live in a, you know, at a Starbucks for 6 months before they find something they like. I mean,
they go home and live with their folks.
Oh, go exact. That's another thing, because they remember, what are they? Impatient, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the patience to work for something that they don't like. If they're unhappy in their job, they're not going to stay there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Thanks. Thanks for your feedback. Anyone else?
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi.
My name is Alcina, and I am new to your organization, and I just wanted to let you know you've hit it. You have hit the perfect way to go about getting this out there. I have over 500 friends on my Facebook. I'm 46 years old,
yep,
and my son is 21 years old, and I am going to get him into this because he has over 500 people on his Facebook.
Right. There you go, sister.
So, and I'm real good at Facebook. And, in fact, I communicate with a huge percentage of my friends because I live so far out in the desert that that's how I communicate with people.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
And I'm letting you know you've hit it. So
good.
Learn it.
Thank you.
And get on it.
Learn it and get on it is right. Absolutely. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's all I want to tell you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your feedback. Fred. Yeah?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're a little muffled.
Oh, a little muffled? Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Mary Jo, this is James. And boy, I agree, you have hit it. We went out to California to do some XFMs, and we're flying back from San Francisco to Dallas. And somehow I just got seated right next to a gal born in 1984. We talked about what we're going to do together for about 4 hours on the flight. It was just incredible. She got back here immediately. She wanted to do some training. She filled out a personal business plan, her business goals, her income goals, everything. She just filled out just right so quickly. She's just darling. I think we're adopting her like a child. And she's got 1,500 people on her Facebook, and she's getting ready to roll. We even took her over to Tuesday Night Live the day after we got in. And what timing, you know, before millennials.
Oh, you took her the night the South Africans were there. How awesome is that? Yeah.
She was about 15 minutes away, but she was so excited she drove up here to go to that.
Isn't that great?
The timing of what you're doing, I just want the timing of everything is incredible. So thank you
awesome.
For what you're doing.
Awesome. great, James. No coincidences in life, right? Amen to that. That's great. Super job. Yeah, and that's what you look at. These are the people that are going to be the foundation of your business for the next 30 years. I mean, you build an asset. You don't want it. It's like if I go out and I build an office building, I don't want it to fall apart in the next 5 years or 10 years because it was only built with materials that last 10 years. And that's kind of like what we're doing if we're going out and signing up everybody at 60 and 70 years old. We're building a building that is a neat asset, but it's going to fall apart in 10 years because we are only supporting it with 10-year material. We want to support our business with 50-year material and 60-year material, and that's what the Gen Y generation is all about. And so how awesome is that? Great. Thanks, James. Thanks for your feedback. Okay, everybody, we're past our time. Hey, we'll keep working on Gen Y, and we'll keep making steps forward. I'll try to put some scripts together and some information. Like I said, I'm not the only one out there. There's plenty of people that are digging into this, but I have some idea of who I'm going to go after to support me in this, and we'll just keep working on this for a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll do some back-to-back Monday calls regarding just Gen Y generational things and really support you guys in moving forward, because I think this is a massive group of people that we need to be a part of, and we need to get them attracted to what we're doing because it's perfect fit. It's just we better learn how to communicate with them. Otherwise, we'll never get them to see it. You know, we can't go out there and say, hey, I just heard on a talk Monday that Gen Y and Manatech are a perfect fit. I mean, that's not going to do it. Okay. All right, everybody. Love you. Have a great week, and talk to you next week. We got Thanksgiving coming up, so I just keep everybody in thoughts about all the greatness that we have to be thankful for, because there's so much greatness out there. All right, everybody. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.